This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. trade deficit hit a record last year despite or maybe because of actions to bring it down. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has a report.
The U.S. trade deficit hit a 10-year high in 2018, in large part, says CFRA investment strategist Sam Stovall, because of the president's effort to drive it down with tariffs.
You had a lot of front-running by companies that wanted to buy in to foreign imports before the tariffs came into effect.
Trump entered office claiming the excess of imports over exports was a drain on the U.S. economy. The trend accelerated as American manufacturers stepped up imports to get ahead of tariffs. The U.S. had its biggest trade deficit with China, followed by Mexico. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he would be very disappointed if reports that North Korea is building a rocket launch site are true. Just days after he boasted about a strong relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, multiple sources say the Pyongyang regime has restored part of a site it began dismantling after the Singapore summit last year. Satellite images are said to show structures on the launch pad at Sohae had been rebuilt between February 16th and March 2nd on the heels of the failed Hanoi summit. The Venezuelan government today gave Germany's ambassador to Caracas 48 hours to leave the country because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is locked in political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. Kreiner is accused of meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. Meanwhile, the United States today unveiled more visa restrictions for Venezuelan individuals, Vice President Mike Pence.
The State Department is announcing that the United States will revoke 77 visas, including many officials of the Maduro regime and their families.
This is VOA News. To stay up to date with all the news, you can go online to voanews.com. Iran's president says there is no chance of negotiations or compromise with the United States because he says Washington is trying to topple the government in Tehran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Hassan Rouhani says in a televised speech, the United States says Iran should change, referring to the way the country was before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Then Rouhani adds, we say we won't go back. The differences between Iran and the U.S. being so wide that they are neither negotiable nor can they be a compromise. The Trump administration has repeatedly denied allegations Washington is seeking to overthrow Iran's government. The U.S. says it wants Iran to radically change its policies and stop supporting regional militant groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is warning that growing social, economic, and political inequalities are increasing alienation and instability in countries throughout the world. The former president of Chile presented a sweeping view of all this in a speech to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. VOA's Lisa Schlein is there.
Michelle Bachelet says she is very concerned about government reprisals against victims, human rights defenders, and non-governmental organizations who cooperate with the United Nations.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Bachelet condemns the detention of members of the Uyghur Muslim minority in what China calls re-education centers in its Xinjiang province. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bachelet also took note of the thousands of migrant children separated from their families during border crossings into the United States. Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill today, a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. Algerian independence war veterans have joined those demanding that ailing 82-year-old President Abdelaziz Bouteflika step down after 20 years in power. He says he intends to run for a fifth term. The unrest poses the biggest challenge yet to Bouteflika and his inner circle. Two branches of a powerful Algerian labor union representing tens of thousands of workers also opposes the re-election plan, and there were large anti-Bouteflika street protests in Algiers last weekend. Gene Randall, VOA News.